A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died.
This is Mark Weber, and I'm with my sons, Jared and Jesse Weber. On July 1, my wife Susan and Jesse and Jared's mommy died. This is the saddest time in our lives. I'm heartbroken. Family's crushed. We're a tight-knit family, very quiet unto ourselves. I can't imagine, however, doing a show without talking about Susie. Susie and I have been together 40 years. And yes, I'm heartbroken, and I'm crying. I'm a wuss. But as Jesse said, and Jared has said, this is going to be a show about love, not about Susie not being here any longer. And yes, I'm crying. Jesse pointed out John Wick cried. So I guess if he can, I'm entitled. Yes, I'm heartbroken. And yes, Jared and Jesse aren't doing so well either. Mommy Susie is no longer here. Yet heartbroken or lost, this is a tribute to Susie. Boys, how do you feel Mommy would feel about me talking about her in this way?
Part of me feels that she wouldn't want us to talk about everything. She was always a private person, and rightfully so. So I don't think she would want everyone to know. But at the same point, anytime you played the radio show for her and you mentioned her, she always had a smile on her face.
Yeah, absolutely. Mommy was often contrarian at times. Didn't want to be mentioned, but boy, did she give you the look if you didn't mention her, especially when the time was opportune. So I will say, Mommy would appreciate if we focused on the best of times, which was all the time. So if we talk about that, I think Mommy will be smiling and happy to hear that.
So I'd like to take you to the beginning of our love story.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you.
When I was younger, I thought I was a singer. I used to sing that song to Mommy when we first met. Right in the beginning, I grew up in Brooklyn. Susie grew up in Brooklyn. And I ran into her at a few parties. I couldn't believe how beautiful she was. I couldn't believe she refused to talk to me. I thought I was a cool guy. I looked pretty good, but she thought I was no class. She refused to talk to me. I would run into her, I'd see her, I'd walk up to her and try and start a conversation. Absolutely no interest. I remember one time I walked up to her, she was talking to one of my friends. Hey guy, how are you, Jay? Hey, who's this? He introduces me, she doesn't even acknowledge me. It's funny. Years later, 3 years later exactly, Jay would tell me she's the one. And he was right. The first time we talked was at a club in Manhattan. And there she was, the this girl I had seen in Brooklyn who ignored me, would refuse to talk to me, and there she was, standing off by herself, and she didn't look very happy. I walked over to her and said, "You don't look very happy tonight." And she said, "I'm not." I said, "Well, let's see. Maybe I can change it for you. How about we hang out and we talk?" She said, "Okay." Now, as it turned out, she didn't remember me. After all these times I tried to talk to her, she did remember me. I would tell you that everyone says their girlfriend or their wife is beautiful. I promise you, when you look up Susie on the internet, this was one beautiful lady. And I would say thank God that she was only 5'5", because if she wasn't, she would have been a model or an actress or somewhere else instead of agreeing to talk to me that night. This was a beautiful lady.
In high school, when my friends would see my mom, particularly the women, the girls in high school, they'd say, "You know, your dad's good looking, but man, oh man, your mom is beautiful. What's she doing with him?"
Well, it's true. I'm glad you said that. It's true. She was amazing, amazing looking woman. She was gorgeous. Everybody knew it. As a matter of fact, you know, we belong to a club. We like to play golf. About a month ago, a guy comes up to me and he said to me, "You know, your wife is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen." I said, "Well, thanks for that, but what do you mean one of?" And he looked at me and laughed. He said, "No, you're right. She is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen." But not only on the outside, she was amazing on the inside. Our first date, let's get back to that. After the club, I hadn't seen her for a week. The following weekend comes up. We were all in our neighborhood hangout in Brooklyn. And there she was, and I walked over to her, and she remembered me. And she was very happy to see me. What a difference. And I said to her, "Do you know how many times I tried to approach you, and you just ignored me?" And she said, "You know what? My friend pointed out that that's who you were, and I didn't realize you were the same guy. But for whatever reason, you just look different to me right now." We started to talk, and I said, "You know, tomorrow night there's a big party at my friend's girlfriend's house. Do you want to come with me?" And she said, "Oh my gosh." And I apologize to Ernie if you're listening. There was a guy named Ernie. My friends and I were the cool guys for a while in our neighborhood. We just had our look together, and there was this guy named Ernie who wasn't part of a group, but people used to say he wanted to imitate me. Go figure, people imitating me. Ernie came out one night with the long hair, and he tried to dress up, and he had a look, but he wasn't me. And she said to me, "I'm sorry, Ernie asked me to go to the party with him tomorrow night, and I'm going to be there with him." And I said, "No, you're not. Dump him." She says, "I can't do that." I said, "Listen, I waited 2 years to go out on a date with you. I've tried. Find an excuse." The following night, we went to Lynn's party, my friend Ronnie. We go there. She had a penthouse apartment in Forest Hills, Queens, with one of those wraparound terraces that you envy, particularly if you're a guy from the city projects. We show up there, and we start to talk, and we're together. And we want to go out in the terrace, and the terrace had beautiful carpeting. We took our shoes off. We went out in the carpeting on the terrace, and we're talking for the first time alone. When we came back in about an hour later, my friends were hysterical laughing. I said, "What's going on?" And they point over in the corner, and there's Ernie. Now, why is that funny? When Ernie came in, he saw the shoes, and he asked, "Whose shoes were they?" And now we came walking in, and he knew it was me and Susie. That was very funny, and that was our first date. We were together. 19 years old she was, and I was 21. That was the beginning, and it was an amazing start. We were together every single day we could be. We went to the same school. We worked in the same neighborhood. When we had our breaks, we were together. When we went home at night, I drove her home, and we were on the phone all the time. We were in love, and our time together in the beginning was nothing short of spectacular.
So when and how did you know you were in love with Mommy?
Here's your first tip of the night if you're paying close attention. When you meet someone you love, you can't stand not being with them. You physically want to be with them all the time. And when they're not there, you're on the telephone with them all the time. I don't know what I would have called it, but I knew I couldn't be without her. And that's the beginning. I'm going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute in memoriam for Susie. This is Mark Weber. This is Always in Fashion. In 1998, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Taryn Rose brought comfort to the world of luxury shoes. She was trained as a surgeon and knew that women deserved to feel comfortable in their shoes and developed shoes that were designed to make the human body comfortable. She partnered with design experts and tech innovation to create a collection of shoes that looked beautiful and yet they were incredibly comfortable. Taryn Rose footwear is about luxurious materials, sophisticated silhouettes, and comfort. They feature innovative comfort technology. Ladies, you want to be comfortable in your shoes. You want to be safe in your shoes. But more importantly, you want to look great in your shoes. Taryn Rose, developed by this brilliant surgeon. The Taryn Rose woman is refined and refuses to sacrifice comfort for style, or for that matter, style for comfort. These shoes are perfect for women who think on their feet, but not about their feet. Discover the latest Taryn Rose collection at TarynRose.com. Taryn Rose, the luxury of comfort.
Though you never knew it, what of you I've been dreaming? The Sandman has come from too far away for you to say come back some other day. And though you don't believe that they do come true. For did my dreams come true when I looked at you? And maybe too, if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed.
This is Mark Weber. This show is in memoriam of my wife, Susie. We were together for a very long time, and she passed away. I'm here with my boys tonight talking about Susie, a love story, a mother, a wife, and a great woman. I apologize in advance for the weak moments. It's been a week, and it's tough. I'm heartbroken, but she deserves this. Listen, this is a sad story, but in reality, the story tonight of the show, it's a love story and a happy story. I'm overjoyed to have had the time that I spent with Susie. I talked to you about the beginning. Now I want to talk to you about meeting the parents. You see, when I met Susie's parents, even though I was smitten, it was the first meeting with her parents that really solidified it for me. I had been going out with Susie for a few weeks, and she made it clear to me that we weren't really going out until I met her parents. Her parents were everything to her. Everything. She had a great deal of respect for her parents. I thought I knew what that meant until I picked her up. So I went to her house, parked my car, knocked on the door, was ushered in by the dad, met the mom, put me on the couch and started looking at me. I was not intimidated at all. This is not the first set of parents I ever met, but I did care because I wanted them to like me, because I like Susie. So we started to talk, and we talked about a bunch of different things. They wanted to know what I was doing and what I thought of school and what I wanted to be when I grow up. Now, remember, I was in my early 20s, so I didn't have a clue yet. As I've talked about on the show, and I'm growing up in city projects, not many prospects when you really think about it. And Susie's family, her father and all his brothers were entrepreneurs. They owned their own businesses. They were all highly successful, and I'm coming in from the projects, and I'm getting not quite grilled, but they're asking me these questions. Now, remember, I thought I was cool. My hair was huge, long. I looked good. I look good for the time. But the problem was, I had these beautiful pair of lace-up dress shoes. The only problem was, is that I worn the soles You know what warning the souls means?
Yeah, of course. You wear away the bottoms so that
there was a hole.
The shoe's not there.
There was a hole in the bottoms. I didn't know that you can have them repaired, and if that you could. I spent all my money on the shoes and gasoline to pick her up, so I really didn't have good shoes. So I put a piece of cardboard in the bottom, and that protected me, I guess, against nails, and it kept the floor away from me. But the problem was when I put up my foot to sit in a relaxed position, the cardboard had moved, and her father was looking at the hole in my shoe in the bottom of my foot. What a presentation.
Hilarious.
I'm sure there were better prospects for their daughter than there was me, but nonetheless, we had a good time. And here's really what happened, and probably why I married Susie. Thanked him. They were nice to me. Got up, walked away. We started walking for the door, and as we get to the front door, her father says to me, his name was Joe, "Mark, bring Susie back at 11 o'clock. It took all my strength not to laugh. "Sure, sir, I will bring her back at 11 o'clock. We walked out, closed the door, and I started laughing. And I said, "Yeah, right, 11 o'clock, that's a goof." And I was walking. And as I got to the curb, I looked for Susie. She wasn't there. She wasn't beside me. I turned around. She was by the door. I walked back. I said, "Come on, let's go." She said, "Go where?" I said, "Aren't we going out? What are you doing?" She said, "My father said to be back at 11 o'clock, and you're laughing. If my parents ask me to be back at 11 o'clock, I'm going to be back at 11 o'clock." I never met a girl, a woman, who would respect her parents like that. The fact that she had such a degree of respect for her parents completely blew me away. But it was a lesson in morals and what someone stood for. And the fact that she could respect someone in the heat of battle with me like that made me even more ingratiated towards her. Is that a good word today?
That's a great word.
Yeah, I was ingratiated. I was taken. I was smitten. I found a girl that not only was beautiful, but had character. Go figure. And she liked me. From that moment on, I knew I found a keeper. And from that moment on, as serious as I was, I got even more serious. That, guys, is the beginning. And that's when I decided this is going to be the lady I want to marry. When we come back, I want to talk about Susie in business. This is Mark Weber. This is Always in Fashion. And I love a product where form follows function. If you are a fan of the NFL, the National Hockey League, or Major League Baseball, you like clothes that speak to your team, that allow you to be great fans, that allow you to get into the action and feel a part of it. There is a collection called Hands High Apparel, brought to you by Jimmy Fallon. These clothes are inventive sports team clothes that you will love wearing when you go to those games. And I got news for you. When you're not there and you want to look casual and you want to have a good time speaking to your team, Hands High by Jimmy Fallon is for you. The techniques they use to print, the treatments on the sleeves, the arms, the back, these are great-looking products that really tell a story, that allow you, the fan, to be part of that team. Hands High Apparel. Check it out at your local stores, guys. You're going to love it. Go online and you'll see it as well. Hands High by Jimmy Fallon.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
This is Mark Weber. My wife Susie and Jared and Jesse's mom passed away last week. I still can't believe it. I still find myself talking to her. I feel her everywhere. But in spite of the fact that she's gone, I couldn't help but do a show to talk about her. How could we not? I want to talk about Susie and business. I want to make it clear that everything I ever did in my life was for Susie. Everything I did, I tried to impress Susie. I always wanted her to think that she made the right decision. I always wanted her to see her smile. I always wanted her to be impressed. I did everything for Susie. In fact, I don't know, 10 years into our marriage, I'm talking with her mother, and her mother said to me, "Susie always said you would make something of yourself." I can only imagine what she said when I wasn't there. I had, as you know by now, a huge career. CEO of the largest, or one of the largest, apparel companies in the United States. CEO of the U.S. operations of the largest luxury company in the world. Written 2 books. I have more titles to talk about. I have more accolades. Financial success. Everything. But Susie made me. She made me. When she met me, I knew nothing. I was a wild guy from the city projects who had a dream to do well. She made me. When it came to business, her family were successful business entrepreneurs. So by the time I met her, she had ice water in her veins when it came to business. What an asset. I could have never been successful without Susie. Those of you out there, when you pick a soulmate, think about picking someone who compliments you. Susie was the strength of our outfit. Ice water. With a beauty and a grace and a class that I just can't explain, but everyone else who knew her could. When we used to go to functions, it was fascinating. She and I would get dressed to go out. Oh my goodness, what a style icon. What a great dresser. I promise you, this woman was special, amazing taste, and beautiful. We'd get to a function, company function. Once we got there, we gave each other a hug, we kissed, and that's it. She went on her way. She took over a room, and she worked the room. She knew who she had to speak with. She knew who she had to touch base with. She always did it with a smile. She knew who the presidents were, and she knew who my associates were. She made sure to cover the bases and talk to everyone, always with a friendly smile, always with an interest, always, always representing this family really well. I never thought twice about her when she was working the room. I only knew at the end of that event, we would accomplish what needed to be accomplished. And it was amazing. What a partner. What a wife. I remember one of my favorite stories with Susie in business is how calm she was. Nothing ever riled her. When I would come home upset from work, this guy said this to me, "It's nothing, forget it. But I didn't get this raise, I didn't get this promotion." "Mark, the company is doing what they think is right. You did get a raise, it might not be as much as you wanted, but they did think enough of you to give you a raise." And on and on and on. Believe it or not, your host was fired publicly. Terrible firing. I was CEO of a big public company and I lost my job. I thought I was heartbroken then. Now I know what heartbroken really is, but Susie understood. I remember, I wrote about this in the book. I came home from work early that day, asked her to meet me. And we went out to a restaurant. She and I were sitting there, and I said to her, "I have terrible news." And her face went white. And I said, "After all this time, I was fired from my job." And I'll never forget the look she gave me, nor will I forget the punch in my arm she gave me and said, "What are you talking about? You scared me. I thought it was something important."
That's mommy.
Here's our life falling apart. And she said, "Look, it's just a company. You shouldn't be surprised. This is not your family. It was a company." I said, "But, you know, I'm what's going to be? And I'm hurt and I'm this." She said, "Forget it. It's just a job. You're still you and you'll find another job." And she was right. Anyway, I had received a number of honors during my career. And the last one, in front of the industry notables, getting the award presented to me from the president of Louis Vuitton, Moët Hennessy from France. He flew in just for this honor. I gave a speech. And at the end of the speech, I talked about how enthralled I was when I was a young boy, when she and I went to our first American Image Award. The celebrities, the stars, the politicians, the CEOs of all the companies. And there we were, two kids starting out. And I remember I was holding her hand and I said to her, I wonder what you need to do to get an award like that. And I remember like it was yesterday, her squeezing my hand back and saying, you'll figure it out. And when I received the award, I recalled that story and I remembered Susie in front of all those people and telling her, thank you, Susie. You told me I'd figure it out. We did it. I'll be back in a minute to talk more about this incredible lady, my wife, mother, Mommy Susie, Grandma Susie, in a minute. This is Mark Weber from Always in Fashion. I've talked to you before about the Van Heusen Flex Collar shirt, the shirt that moves with you when you move, the unbelievably comfortable Flex Collar expandable collar. I have great news from you from Van Heusen. They have now expanded from flex collars to an entire collection of men's sportswear, pants, knitwear, and of course the flex collar dress shirt. If you're a casual Friday company, you still have to look right. You're still in business. You're still competing with everyone else around you. Now you could do it in style and comfort. Pants with stretch fabric and stretch technology that allow you to be comfortable whatever your activities are that day. And all the shirts and all the sportswear that you can now buy under that Flex collection are uniquely you. Great looking style, great comfort from Van Heusen, the Flex collection.
For sentimental reasons, I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. I love you.
Yes, Susie. I love you forever.
And you alone.
We miss you. You went too young. And tonight we're talking about my wife, Susie, and Jesse and Jared's mother passing away last week. If you've been paying attention, it's really a love story. A love of life, love of each other, and probably most of all, love of family. This is one tight unit, a family that is very, very close and appreciative of what we do for each other. Where did that come from? Certainly not for me. I had no idea how to be a parent. I had no idea how to be a father. I had no idea of what to do. I had no idea of right for wrong when it came to children. But Susie knew. She was the moral code. She set the rules, and no one broke them. Amazing. Amazing. Tell you what, Jesse, you know the story, I think, about, you know, how you guys came about. First of all, both of you.
What is this, a biology class?
Well, here's what happened. We got married and we were very happy. Susie, as usual, showed up late for our wedding. That was scary. I thought,
did she really?
Absolutely.
What was she doing? Makeup?
Everybody was there and waiting. What was she doing? What did she always do when she was late? Susie never showed up on time for anything. And by the way, in honor of her, for her funeral, I showed up late. I was the only one not there. They had to wait for me. That's for you, Susie. Anyway, we come to our wedding. She was late. She had a beautiful tunic dress, like out of the Game of Thrones. It was amazing. She came out of a canopy that opened for her. What a beauty. What a great style. But we married for a while, first couple of years, and finally I started talking to Susie and said, hey, why don't we have children? And she looked at me and said, you're not ready. I said, what do you mean? She said, you're not mature enough. I said, when will I be mature enough? We're married already 2-3 years. She says, I'll let you know. 6 years later, being married for 6 years, by the way, we had great times together, and part of her strategy was, let us have Susie and Mark time until we have our first child so that we're ready. So finally, 6 years in, she says to me, it's time to have a child. I said, I'm mature now? She said, no, but it's time. And we had Jared, and it was great, and we were very happy. And I was taught, tutored, mentored, drill instructed how to behave towards a child. And I never missed baseball games. I never missed soccer games. I never missed karate practice. I was there for it all because of Susie. She insisted. After all, how important could work be when it comes to family? And she was right. There's a lesson for all of you. Sometimes work will get in the way. But in the important occasions, at least you have to be there. With Susie, I had to be there for everything. And I figured it out. I worked hard. I came in early. I stayed late, but I figured it out. I was there for the boys. 6 years later, after Jared, she came to me and said, it's time to have another child. After we had Jesse, hey, Jesse.
Hello.
Susie said to me her plan. She said, we're a family. We like being together. Here's what I was thinking. Just at the time when Jared goes off to college and leaves us, Jesse will still be in high school. So we'll always have one of them with us as they grow up. And she was right. We extended the family time with our children. She was right, and she was amazing. She taught me that Jared and Jesse were our priority. They came first. Nothing else mattered. As they grew up, we had an agreement with the boys. See, Susie was very worried that they were growing up at a time coming from a family that was successful. We didn't want to spoil the boys. We wanted to make sure that they were humble. Let me restate that. She wanted to make sure that they were humble, that they appreciated everything, that she knew what was important, and she wanted them to know what was important. Friends, family, honesty, hard work, appreciation for everything. And that was the rule of the day. So as we grew up with the boys, we went to college, we went to law school, we agreed that we would help them get to wherever they wanted to go as long as they did the right thing. They were honest, they lived clean lives, they treated people respectfully, and they appreciated it. And that's the two boys you're hearing tonight on the radio. And it really was Susie. She set the moral code for our family. So while we're celebrating Mommy Susie's life, I can't believe she's not here. There's so many stories, so many great stories. She was the foundation of our family. How about you, Jesse? You got some story you want to tell right now?
Sure. I'll never forget the first time I went to college. I was very nervous. First time away from home. Again, I'm so close to the family. It's a very weird experience. I'll say throughout the 4 years, Mommy visited me as much times as she could just to make sure I was okay.
Hey, I visited you once. And when I got there, you had this little blonde girl sitting on your bed waiting for us to say hello. I wanted to leave right then and there. I knew you were in good hands.
Yeah, she was great. Anyway, so I'll never forget, though, one of the most amazing times was my sophomore year. I was moving into my fraternity house. Remember my fraternity house? How decrepit it looked?
Yes.
I mean, it should be condemned. It's the worst place. And without me saying anything, Mommy walked into my room where I was going to be staying, and she saw me sweating, you know, away from home, all strangers, going to be by myself in this room. And I think the roof was falling in through my room. Mommy looked at me, and she said, "Don't worry. I'm going to take care of everything." I went out for maybe an hour, and she had the workers who were doing gardening work in the outside of the house, she started paying them to do work in my room. She hired them all. They painted the room. They redid everything.
She went to buy carpet and came back. Yep. The floor was carpeted.
Yeah, she went back. She bought carpet. She had everything done and tried to make it as comfortable and at home as possible. And I remember walking in, I finally felt comfortable, and she says, I always take care of you. I'm always going to make sure you're okay.
You know, I'll tell you a funny thing about Mommy. She loved to travel. Her famous destination, or favorite destination, was Las Vegas. She loved California. In fact, she loved anywhere we went, but she loved it. Florida, wherever we went, loved traveling with Mommy. Except Mommy and her suitcases. Oh, my gosh. You know, I remember being in Las Vegas. I got there before her, and the bellman brought up her luggage, and he asked her if we had bodies in our luggage. They weighed so much, like bricks.
Five suitcases, right? Five suitcases?
At least.
And every kind of outfit you would ever need for any climate.
You know, Mark, it's different with a girl. We have shoes, we have makeup, we have all this stuff. I'm telling you, it must have weighed 10 million pounds. We needed our own plane just for Mommy's suitcase.
And she didn't wear 90% of it. She didn't wear 90% of it.
Yeah. How about when you show up at Vegas to check your luggage?
Oh. So she'll tell me. She goes, tell the porters, the baggage guys that take your luggage, tell them you're Susan Weber's son. They'll take care of you. So Mommy's big thing was, and you've always said it, she never believed in tipping. She believes in over-tipping.
Oh,
Mommy
gosh.
Was the queen of Las Vegas. She'd give tips like it was candy. She gave tips to this guy, but they all took care of her.
And the funny thing is, if you show up at the airport, and it didn't matter which porter, as long as you're on Delta.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Susan Weber. Oh, I'll take right care
right,
of you.
Right through the line. Doesn't matter how long the line is. Oh, we'll take care of you. We didn't realize. I bet if I had to stop the... I think Mommy said she could get the plane stopped at one point, too, if they were taking off.
What a spirit. What a great lady.
You know, it's funny when I think about Mommy, how everybody loved her. I remember I bring home girlfriends.
Uh-huh.
And every one of them told me how much they love my mom. They all wanted to set up dates with her. They all wanted to hang out with her. They couldn't speak highly enough of her. You were a different story. They didn't quite feel the same way.
What are you saying? They all hate me?
You were an acquired taste. You had a lot of work to do with them. But everyone loved Mommy. Everyone loved Mommy. You know, there's so many things. Mommy's so cute, you know? Mommy wore... in like 90 degree heat, she wore a turtleneck and vest and these cool leopard pants. Do you remember I got you and Mommy the little bobblehead dolls?
Yes.
I had specially designed bobblehead dolls for your birthday. And Mommy's was so cute. Her giving thumbs up. It was like her face giving thumbs up with sunglasses on and like the leopard pants. And she was so funny. And had a little bobblehead. It looked identical to her. She's a happy person everywhere she went. We'd always eat all the bread at restaurants, never be full.
Yeah, nobody could get any bread. She would eat it.
She'd eat the whole bread. My mom had Fox News on every day of every second. You could hear it everywhere. It was in every room. It was almost like we worked at Fox News headquarters.
We have a lot of TVs in our house, and they're all on Fox.
It was so funny. She was a diehard Donald Trump supporter.
Let me tell you a story for a second before you go there. I, as you know, Jesse, did the deal for apparel when he used Donald Trump apparel for men's shirts, ties, and suits. I was the one who negotiated. We came to my office. I've talked about it. I've written about it. But what happened was, is I had to go into wrist surgery one year, and I missed the Father of the Year award. And I believe Donald Trump was named Father of the Year by the Fashion Council that year. And in that event, the company brought Mommy over to meet Donald Trump. You know, he's on the dais, and they asked her to go up and say hello to him. And he was so gracious to her. And he said to her, your husband is one of the greatest guys I ever met, yada, yada, yada. He said, the toughest negotiator, and you're a beautiful lady.
Yep.
And from then on, she liked Trump.
No, he could do no wrong. He could press a button right now, destroy North Korea, and my mom would be like, they deserved it.
Well, what she liked about Trump was that he did what he'd say he would do.
My happiest thing was that I got to be on Fox News a bunch, and Mommy got to watch me do that.
Oh, she loved watching you on.
Yeah.
Look how beautiful Jesse is.
She would take 1,000 photos.
Look
like
at Jesse's eyes.
She was.
Look at Jesse's smile.
She's like, he's gorgeous. I
love
him.
He's so smart.
Yeah.
How does he know that?
Number one fan. She was everything to me. Mommy, and she just made life better. Anybody that met her, you can meet her for 5 minutes and fall in love with her. Anywhere she went, anywhere. We go to Vegas a lot. If I tell you, from the people that serve the coffee in the Starbucks, the people that clean the machines, everybody knew Mommy and everybody loved Mommy. She's such a special person. In fact, after her funeral, people came up to me and they said that they felt that Mommy's an inspiration for them to be a better parent or a better person. What's a better compliment than that? Mommy was taken way too early. I wanted more time with her. I needed more time with her. There's so much that she's not going to be around for with me, and that's something that I'm going to have to accept. But someone told us the other day that it's important to be thankful for the time that you did have with her. And so when I look back and I think about all the time that I did have with her, I can't help but smile. I wish it was longer, but the time that I had with her, she just made my life happy. She always thought about everyone else before herself.
Hey, Jesse, you guys tell me I'm the tough love guy, and now I have to be Mr. Sweet. Am I going to be able to pull this off?
I love you, but you can't replace Mommy. Mm. I'm sorry. You just can't. There's no Mommy. I only have one Mommy, and I had the best. But I've never met someone who was so selfless in her life. In fact, a few weeks before things got really bad and she passed, I had a horrible, horrible nightmare. It was about her being sick and in the hospital. I remember I woke up in tears. My heart was racing. I was in a very, very bad place. But I got up. I started to get ready for work. I was almost out the door when all of a sudden I heard my phone ringing from the other room. And I went to get it, and I have to tell you, I was shocked at who was calling me. It was Mommy. Now, Mommy hadn't called. She hadn't used her phone for a very long time. She was weak at this point. And I did a double take. I picked up the phone. I said, hello. And it was Mommy. And she says, I knew you needed me. I just knew. That was Mommy. Mommy, I love you with all my heart. And I'll miss you forever.
Jared, you're the oldest son. Why don't you tell one of your favorite stories or what made Mommy so special to you?
I don't know that I have a favorite story, but I'll tell you everything Mommy did for this family was amazing. She always put the family first. She always made sure that we were happy. If we weren't happy, how she can make us happier. And I'll tell you, I've told this story, you know the story better than anybody. When I was 6 years old, my mom asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and I said I wanted a brother. So lo and behold, 4 days before my 7th birthday, Jesse Cord Weber was born, my little brother, 7 years younger than me. And my birthday wish and dream came true. I had a younger brother who I could love, have as a best friend, bully around, have him get the remote control for me, do all the things that I wanted. But most importantly, I had a best friend.
You've been trying to return me ever since.
No, not at all. What was amazing is special occasions. Mommy always went above and beyond to make sure that the special occasions were even more special. Every year on our birthday, without failure, Mommy would make sure that the kitchen was decorated in the most extravagant way possible. Balloons, ribbons, stickers, cards, everything you could possibly imagine. It was unbelievable. It was so hard to go to sleep the night before because you knew what was coming that morning. So that to me was one good example of how important it was for Mommy to make sure that her boys felt special. Whenever I came back from school, my mom was always there. We were afforded the opportunity for my mom to stay at home while my father worked. And my mom was always there to talk to me after school. I would talk to her about any challenges I had, any accomplishments, any questions, but she'd always be there for me. And my mom instilled in me the sense of confidence that I have today, the sense of confidence I always had but needed her to bring out for me, making sure that I knew the difference between following the crowd and being true to who I really was. And the only way I was able to accomplish that is because my mom gave me the confidence by speaking to me every day, explaining to me without overtly telling me right from wrong. It gave me the confidence to be who I am. Mommy really helped me answer all my questions, make me feel happy, make me feel confident, gave me my sense of style by letting me pick my own clothes, which evolved over time. But ultimately, that led to the person I am today, and ultimately will lead to where my children will be, letting them be their own person, but making sure they always hold true to the right moral compass, that it always points due north, and always knowing right from wrong. And also the importance of family. As you said earlier, Grandpa Joe and Grandma Regina, you honor your parents, you honor your grandparents, you make sure that you do the right thing by your family. And that's something that Mommy always taught me, always instilled in me, ever since I was a little boy. And I'm so appreciative for that. You know, that she was always there for me, no matter what. And when I went off to school, she wasn't there physically, but every time I picked up the phone, she'd answer it. And she'd speak to me and walk me through if I had any questions, and always gave me the nice side of things as opposed to the brutal honesty, the brutal truth version that you always give me, Dad. But it was a perfect yin and yang, and it still holds true. And although Mommy's not here with us anymore, I close my eyes and I can have the conversation, or at least know what she's saying, because her values are ingrained in me, because she's a part of who I am, because she made me. So for that, I'm eternally grateful. Mommy, in closing, I love you. Thank you for everything you've always done for this family, always putting them ahead of yourself. All the life lessons you've taught me, I will instill in my boys, as will my wife. Most importantly, to always be there for your children and make sure that they understand right from wrong and how to never settle and how to make sure to be different, and the right kind of different. I love you. You'll always be with me. You're always with me. You're the best. And I love you.
With that in mind, I'm going to take a break. Susie's gone, but we're celebrating her tonight. The love of Susie, the love of life, the love of my life, and family. Be back in a minute. This is Mark Weber. This is Always in Fashion, and my favorite shoe brand, Acquitalia. Acquitalia is a very interesting shoe brand, made in Italy. That's where the Talia comes from. And Acqua, they're waterproof. This is a collection of men's and women's shoes that are not only contemporary and styled brilliantly, but they're also waterproof. So you guys and gals, you don't have to change your shoes in inclement weather. And I should tell you how comfortable they are. Not only are they fashion style right, but they're comfortable. You can wear them wherever you go. Acquitalia designs are contemporary, yet there's a classic feel to them. They're easy to wear. They're elegant, yet they're for every day. High quality and low maintenance. The true foundation of timeless wardrobe. Something you could wear every day and not worry about it. Acquitalia is footwear that is made for discerning men and women who make bold moves and want to look their best without sacrificing fashion or comfort. You should explore the latest collection of Acquitalia.com. Acquitalia has amazing styles, beautiful fabrics, beautiful silhouettes. You should really look for them. You can find and explore Acquitalia's latest collection at Acquitalia.com or visit the flagship store at 965 Madison Avenue in Manhattan. Acquitalia, A-Q-U-A-T-A-L-I-A. Wherever the weather goes, they will take you. Made in Italy and waterproof, the best combination.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver, with every paper I'd deliver, bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died.
My music died with my wife Susie. Tonight we're talking about a woman who is a wife, mother, grandmother, an inspiration. I'm sure everyone says that about the people they love, but I'm also sure I'm right about Susie. In my lifetime, all I wanted to do was make her happy. But I really wanted her approval. I wanted her to know that she was right in choosing me. I always felt good about myself. I was just proud of my accomplishments. But they meant nothing if Susie didn't say it. She had to tell me I was doing good. You know, Susie never read my last book. But what we did do is when the book was published, I would read it to her. Whenever we found some time, I would read her a chapter or two. She would smile. She would approve. She lived it with me. And she loved the way that book was written. She remembered the stories. We were a team. And she enjoyed hearing me read those stories to her. And I loved it because I did everything to try and get her to believe she made the right decision when she picked me. Saturday nights will never be the same. This was our wedding song. We danced to it. It was part of our life. Saturday nights, we'd start with this song, and then we'd listen to our show. I did the radio show for her. To show her I could do it. At the end of each show, she would always tell me how great it was, how interesting, even some places where I should improve, but by and large was she impressed. She wasn't surprised, I was. She knew I could do it. But she'd listen, we'd sit together in our den, and we'd love it. I must tell you that with her passing, it doesn't have the same feeling. The last months of her life, I know Jared saved her life on more than one occasion. I know she felt safe when I was with her. I know Jesse brought her great joy and happiness just when he was there. Jared's wife, Ina, provided inspiration, support, and companionship to her. I don't have any cliches about battling. But all I can tell you is she never once doubted that she would be home. And unfortunately, she never made it. Over the course of her lifetime, I must have 5 million cards from Susie. And consequently, I must have written 5 million cards to Susie. And I always signed them, "I love you forever." About a year ago, I signed a card, "I love you." She looked at me and said, "Where's the forever?" And in closing, this family says to you, we love you forever.
I know that this must be forever. I could so much love.